Pactola Reservoir sits perched above Rapid City. Officials are now opening Pactola Dam to drain the water coming in from snowmelt down Rapid Creek. Melissa Smith is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service. She says rain is forecast on top of the snow in the coming days. This next system could bring over an inch of extra moisture to some areas. But Smith adds that the melt is still progressing nicely.
That additional rain could cause some ponding of water, especially where the ground has become saturated from this melting snow already. But we're really not looking at any kind of major concerns due to the fact that our ground's not frozen and a lot of it's just being absorbed into the soil.
Normally, streams around the state are closely monitored by a network of stream gauges maintained by the USGS. If flash flooding occurs, an early warning system is in place. But with the federal government shutdown, there's only one USGS employee left in Rapid City to monitor the network of gauges. Joyce Williamson, a USGS hydrologist, was snowbound during the storm. She is still without power at home, but she's working to maintain the gauges needed to keep the network in place.
The gauges are designed to run on their own for a certain period of time. If it starts being more than 2 or 3 weeks, then it will be much more difficult. The longer this goes on, the more chance there is of more major issues.
One critical gauge above Rapid City had a tree drop on it during the storm. Williamson has authorization to have it fixed. Officials in Pennington County are warning that the creek in Rapid City is about to see a significant increase in flow. The creek isn't likely to leave its banks, but the frigid and fast-moving water is very dangerous. The public is urged to stay back. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.